Somebody shout to the Lord if you believe it. Come on, I'm waiting for you. They shout inside of the winning side. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. I danced that I forgot that someone left the stage. Why don't you celebrate Miss D.Y.? Come on. Our marriage.
You are worthy of my praise. Our marriage. You are worthy of my praise. Worthy of my praise. I've been to the Caribbean. Our marriage. You are worthy of my praise. Our marriage.
You are worthy.
You are worthy of my praise.
Song that the received song. God does not have one here. He has. I've never met you before. Pray to God. Have you met me before? He can hear you. Can hear me. He has many ears. At the same time, come on, lift your hands to the Abitilu Karabia Jere, the God that can hear you anytime, anywhere you say Jesus is Lord, it becomes Zion. Karabapapapapa. Praying tongues. Come on, don't play church. Praying tongues this evening. Awamaridi, you can't know the source of his power. He has existed. He's the beginning before beginning. You can't know. Come on. Praise him. Praying tongues. Lift him up. Come on, somebody, I'm waiting for you. All over the campuses, everywhere, lift up God, lift up Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Lovely Father, we thank you. Thank you for the strength you've given to us to wait upon you. Nobody's looking stressed. Nobody's feeling sleepy. We thank you. We thank you. We give you the praise. Cause us celebrate you. Thank you for the praise night on the first. Thank you for the first day of the first year of the 12 days of glory. Thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you for what you're going to do today. Thank you, Lord. Let nobody remain the same. Do not let us be indulged in theatrics. No, it's not a show, but we want real change from the inside. Father, in 2023, we decree and declare that everything will be different for us. For good, in the name of Jesus. No matter how small the gathering is, people will gather to celebrate with us. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. I know you're standing. I want us to read John 12, 24 together. That is my deliberation today. There are many things I could have shared, but I felt impressed to share what I want to share today. And I can't finish what I want to share today, so I'm going to break it into two. I'm going to share the first part. If I follow timing, it's supposed to be four, but I will try to cramp it together. It says, most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. Pray in the name of Jesus that this year, 2023, you will reign with Christ Jesus. So shall it be. Let me greet 23 people. This 23 will not finish. If you're not up to 23, then move away from that place. Greet 20. Leave your seat. Greet 23 people. Tell them you are reigning with Christ. I believe and I believe that in 2023, you are reigning with Christ Jesus. Are you counting? Are you counting? Oh, blessed tree, God in three persons, God in three persons. Oh, one more time. Come on, let's celebrate Jesus in this room. Amen. Be seated. I didn't hear you tonight. What are you saying? Love you too. I heard eventually. Most assuredly, I'm not guessing. I'm not saying things to impress you. I'm telling you, if you turn it several times, this is where it will land. I say to you, I'm not missing words. I'm not suggesting to you. This is not just a suggestion. I am telling you the way it is. Even the Father couldn't bend the rule for me. Unless, one version says, except the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it can die, it brings forth much more fruit. Contextually, this was when the Gentiles were looking for Jesus Christ. He had told his disciples, go only to the lost sheep of Israel. But when they came looking, he said, it's time for me to go to the cross. Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Everything Christ did that brought him to glory, if you do it, he said, if you suffer with him, we will reign with him. Suffering is not hunger. Suffering is not sickness. When you do things that normally you know, your brain tells you what to do, but you decide to follow the Bible. Have you heard people say, I know what my mates are doing? You know what to do. You know what you've done before. But because of, the Bible says the love of Christ constrains us. I know what to do. But the love that I love for Christ holds me back. I pray in the name of Jesus, in 2023, except you don't believe the prophecy, or I'm not your pastor, you will reign in every aspect with Christ Jesus. God will cut a portion for you. The days of complaining are over. The days of murmuring are over. The days of I didn't sell with my business, they are over. God will surprise you. A threefold amen if you believe it. Please allow me to tell you that contextually, Jesus was saying, I'm the seed of the woman in Genesis 3:15. The word seed means sperm. I'm the one that came through a woman that didn't have a sperm from a man. How shall these things be? The Holy Ghost will overshadow you. It didn't say Joseph. So Joseph was not his real father, was his foster father. But how does he apply to us? If you are the extension of the ministry of Jesus Christ. First thing I want you to know, and that's what I want to say today, because I noticed I spent time yesterday. So I divided the message into two. I believe strongly that I'll be able to do that. Or else I'll do three. What I'm talking about is a key to reigning with Jesus Christ. The first thing I want you to know is that fruitfulness is the manifestation of resurrection. Fruitfulness. In case you're not fruitful, they've told you to bring the sand in your father's house. They've told you to go to your village, go and bring the sand. All those things are voodoo, witchcraft. If you don't, fruitfulness is a product of resurrection. He said, I'm resurrection and life. In other words, I'm not afraid of death. I can raise anything. Death and life. Didn't say life and death. Proverbs 18. He started from the worst case scenario. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. I can raise anything. Martha said, in the last day, I know you will raise my brother. He said, no, now. Now. So God is not afraid of death, because he can raise you anytime. Whatever has not died cannot enter the next level. When Jesus was in Capernaum, he couldn't be in Samaria. When he was in Samaria, he couldn't be in Jerusalem at the same time, because he had not died. The Holy Spirit couldn't come. He had not died. There are things on your inside that will never come out until you die. olive oil. You like olive oil? Extra virgin. Go and talk to olive oil, olive tree. They pressed it before what's on the inside came out. Diamonds are black like charcoal when they first of all find them, until they go through a normal process and the charcoal begins to glitter. Maybe you've seen a raw gold before. It's something you bypass. It looks like a stone until it goes through a process. You want to be announced. You want to appear at the showroom. You want to walk and people will fall down. You want to make billions. When they share testimonies, I laugh. If you say, I got healed, and people just, I'm not sick. You say, and I had times 100 in my money. People say, and you say, I shouldn't talk about money. You are not a good marketer. When the people I'm sent to, their uproar is heavier when it comes to money. I should find out what is God saying about money. People that are against prosperity preachers the most are the poorest. Whatever has not died can never enter into the next level. In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9, I want to read 9 and 10 to you. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory. He couldn't have been crowned with glory if he suffered death. He was crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. Okay? So I don't need to die on the cross anymore. Church history tells us that they wanted to crucify Peter. Peter ran away. He met Jesus on the way and Jesus said, I'm going to Jerusalem. He said, what are you going to go to do? He said, to die the death you should have died. By the way, the reason why those people were killed and we are not killed is because they are the first fruit. I wish I had time to see. To talk. That's why you can enjoy what they've gone through. They are the first fruit. Okay. In verse 10, for it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory. The first are to die, to bring many sons to glory, to make the captain, captone, that's the Greek word, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. How do you get perfected? Through suffering. Hunger is not suffering. Lack of money is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you following Christ, doing what the word says, in line with what the Bible says. Why did I start by telling you, if you don't die, you can't enter into new things? Because if you don't die, you can't grow. And if you don't grow, you can't have a portion. So it's travesty for me to start from growth if I don't talk about death, first of all. In Galatians chapter 4, verse 1, if you allow me to read the Amplified because of time, I don't want to read KJV and read the Amplified because of time. Now, what I mean is that as long as the inheritor or the heir is a child, if he doesn't grow or is underaged, he does not differ from a slave. That's why you see Christians who are supposed to be casting out devils, they are going from mountain to mountain, from prayer meeting to, because they refused to die. And if you don't die, you can't grow. We have a lot of them in the 21st century. They move from church to church. They go from meetings to meetings. Some of them are on the internet watching right now. You think they love God, but they've been in the Lord for 20 years. They refuse to grow. You can't grow until you die. You must first of all die. Then you start growing. Although he is legally the master of all the estates. So you can quote scriptures. They are theoretical victors. You can quote, I'm the head and not the tail. We know you are. But why are we not seeing your life? Because you've not died. In Lamentations 3:27 that I read to you, if you allow me to read the NIV, I will show you something there. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he's young. I don't know what version says. It's good for a man to be disciplined. So you learn this. If you want your cattle or your oxen to be useful to you, when he's young, you take it to the farm and they yoke it together with a mature oxen. The mature oxen knows the ridge from the hip. He knows when to turn. He knows when to stop. Because in those days, there were no tractors. They used to tie the harvester or the planter behind the oxen. So the oxen is intelligent to know when to stop, when to move, what not to step on. So they yoke it together. That's why if you don't have a real mentor, I'm not talking about the mentor people have, you know, they are tormentors. And they are mentors. And people are used to tormentors. Uh-huh. Have you gone to the toilet today? Uh-huh. Oh yeah, call me back in 1 hour. Yeah, have you got? That's what people think pastoring is all about. The first thing pastoring is about is praying for you. Nothing else. When Moses lifted up his hand, they were winning the battle in the valley. When his hands were tired, his associates put Aaron and all. They held his hand. They put stone. That's the primary work of a pastor. It's when you are a child, he begins to tell, have you sat down today? Have you prayed today? Have you? He doesn't need to call you. Some people say, I want to see pastor. For what? I want him to pray. It's the prayer I want to pray. It's the one I prayed on the stage. If you didn't receive it, that's it. The prayer I wanted to pray was the one I prayed on the stage. That is, it may sound insensitive to you. How many people will pastors see at the same time? How many people? Imagine if everybody thought, no. The prayer on the stage was not enough. I need to see him personally. He needs to lean on me personally. Everybody. They will not leave the church. It's when you have a kiss. If you understood what I preach, you won't wait behind to see me again. Come on, talk to me. And if you are seeing me every service, there's something you're looking for that I need to ask you. There's something else you're looking for. So, the moment you're born again, God yokes you with somebody. It may be your HOD. Maybe someone raising you up. God raised. Disciple means you are disciplined in following Jesus Christ. Any seed that has not been planted cannot grow. So what do? We sow, first of all. We sow, first of all. In Luke chapter 5, when Jesus met Peter, there were two boats there. He said, can I use your boat? Peter could have said, oh, I labored all night. I wanted to go home right now. Please come tomorrow. God will never have a boat, one, and be stuck. There will be two. In case you say no, he will go to the other. Till today, we don't know the name of the owner of the other boat because Peter yielded. So if you are there, God is telling you something, you say, no, I'm smarter. I don't have time for you. God will go to another person. 2008, God told me, I'm telling you the truth. God said, what I've sent you here to do, I've sent some other pastor. They didn't do it. That's why I called you. Do you think that humbles me? A lot of humbling process. That, wow, what God has asked me to do, he has told someone else to do it before. Go and study in the Bible people that Jesus called. People that were, when we get to heaven, we will have 12 pillars of the apostles of the Lamb, 12 pillars of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were people God called, like Jesus called, like Peter. And they said, oh, I want to go and bury my father. Is it wrong to bury your father? It's not wrong to bury your father. Elijah did not talk to Elisha. He just put his coat upon him and walked away. That one ran. I said, hey, let me go and be my father. He said, what have I done to you? But he understood that if he missed that moment, God will call someone else. Pray that anything you missed in time past, God will bring it back to you. A wise man said, you know why the world revolves around? Stand where you are. In case you miss something, it will revolve back and meet you. Anything you missed before will come back to you. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. If you are not planted, you know, someone put a seed in his pocket and say, this thing is the forest. Is he saying the truth? Yes. Oh, he puts it by the window. He puts it in the show glass. This seed, not like this seed on the earth. You can't find the original seed anymore. You can only find GMO. You can't find genetically modified seeds. Are the ones you can't find this original again. Anybody can display anything. If it's not planted, you don't see the potentials. So you can tell me your potentials. You can tell me what God told you. You can tell me what you've written down. You can say anything. In fact, when you are talking too much, it's because you don't have results. There's a time you speak your vision. There's a time your vision speaks for you. I pray in 2023, your vision will speak for you. When you are talking, people say, ah, be quiet. We know you, sir. We know you. We've seen your work. Your words have gone ahead of you. That will be your story. That amen is getting lower. I said, that will be your story. In the name of Jesus, except you engage a seed with the ground. What if you put it by the window? What if you put it on a tree? What if you don't plant something? People that move from church to church, you move from office to office, you are not planting into something. You are a Christian. Greatness is ahead of you, but you are not planted till you are 60. Who will trust you at 60? If you join this church now, before I trust you, it may take a year. When you are born again, you see everybody, almost everybody that came upstairs, they have a story to tell. We didn't plan it. They were born again here. They were raised there. I hope you know, we don't employ pastors. We train people. So people come to me all the time. Oh, I'm this in that church. And God said as you come. God couldn't give two instructions. He's not an author of confusion. Who we not like here? So join the workforce. Join the workforce. Be trained. You don't have to be born again here, because God told me there are people that have walked somewhere else. Their reward is here. But you follow the process. You need to be planted. You need to sow something. And to sow means to dig the ground. And you are covered. Oh, no, I want the mic. You are covered. Oh, I want to be traveling. You are covered. In that company, I want to be this. You are covered. The Bible says John the Baptist was in the wilderness until the time of his showing. There's a time. Oh, I did show you something in verse 2 of chapter 4 of Galatians chapter 4. Chapter 2, but he is under guardians and administrator or trust until the date fixed by the Father. Not him. Not your feelings. Not your really. By now, you ought to build a house. By now, you ought to buy a car. Well, anybody can. Why didn't they buy it for you? Anybody can see anything out of the amount. But were they the ones that made you? Were they the ones that designed what you are here to do? Oh, time is running. One thing you need to know about growth. Thank you very much. One thing you need to know about growth is that things begin to break. You can't stop a growing thing. Put in the pots will break. Pots will break. Ground will break. What you know about growth is the breaking of ground. Breaking of stuff. Some things will break off you. I told you when I was an unbeliever, the first thing I would do when I meet with you is to break you. I want to be your boss. Remember where I was on the other side. That's the first thing. I won't be close to you if you are like me. I will leave you. I'll just greet you from afar. Or not greet you. It takes God breaking some things out of me to be like this. If the way you were before you were born again and now, there's no difference. You just have a title. BA. You know there's BSc. There's BA. Born again. There's MSc. You just have a title. To make it worse, they made you a deacon in your church. That's worse. After 2 years, they promoted you. When your title was increased, they made you a pastor. Oh, that's worse. You are learning nothing. You're just increasing what the devil has planted in you. No breaking away. No change. You know, for 40 years, those who went to the wilderness, those who were born in the desert, in the wilderness, as children of Israel, Moses said, I've done them enough harm to have taken them out of Egypt. Now I couldn't take them into the promised land. Don't let me talk about circumcision. When Joshua became the pastor, when Moses died, the first thing he did was all of you that were born in this wilderness, you have to be circumcised. Now, ladies can't understand. You just think you can understand. But you can't. But a guy that the zipper of the trouser has caught him. No, just keep looking straight. If it has caught you before, you can imagine what circumcision at 40 years will look like. A pastor will see you be in pain. He will greet you. But you got to do what you got to do. Because what they couldn't do in 40 days, they did in 3 days. I pray for somebody listening to me. What your parents couldn't do, what your mother couldn't do, what your uncle, wherever you lived, what you never saw growing up, you will see in 2023. If you believe it, shout hallelujah like fire. If you see it, shout hallelujah like fire. When you see growth, you see tearing, you see breaking, cracking. Scientists have a camera they put on plants, like a time-lapse camera, and they discover at night or maybe the fourth day or the sixth day or the second week or so, they see a breaking. Something begins to break for the plant to come out. You may wake up in the morning and see the plant. But have I told you the story of a seed before? The seed. A farmer dug the ground and buried it. Ah! That was the worst thing the farmer did. Ah! And I was nice to you. How can you bury me? How? Now, nobody sees me. You know, people that are close to you, we don't ask and say, a year ago, you were doing better. We can't see you now. You are tempted to approach yourself to be seen. You are tempted. You don't know. What I'm sharing with you is not what is prevalent in your generation. If people are telling you things like this because they love you. I'm talking to myself. If you don't die, some things will not come out. So the farmer planted the seed and covered it. The seed was complaining. There's heat here. Oh, yes, there will be heat. Because I want something to come out of you. Something inside you that you know that the world didn't know will come out. There's heat here. Suddenly, they put water. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Water. Oh, I'm thirsty. Water. It doesn't know that the water will make it decay. Suddenly, the water, whether it's rain or they wet it, suddenly the seed starts to decay. The seed starts to cry. I'm decaying. This was not how I joined this ministry. Even if I would drink garri with milk. Have you spoken sincerely to someone that just received ministry 2 years after? Because God is not full of magic. You will grow. If you jump up, you come. But can I be shorter? Except I have cancer. And I won't have cancer. I can be shorter. Because I grew up. I was the shortest in my class in 1986. I was the shortest. I went for one holiday in 1987. And I just grew up. Pew! What? Everybody was saying, wow! How? Well, I didn't know the value. Yesterday, there were two girls that came to me with their mom. They came to us, and my wife was saying that, the mom said, this one will be short. And she revolted. Oh, mommy, I can't be short. My wife said, she was just playing. She said, no, I can't be short. But in our days, nobody wanted to be. We didn't know the value. You only were a tall person if you were a bully. So thankfully, in 1997, when I grew up during the holiday, nobody bullied me. I didn't sit in front anymore. I sat. I was behind like the big boys. Oh, they told me that, you look like your grandfather. Because my father was not that tall. My mom is not that tall. Oh, you look like your grandfather. In my mind, I was like, thank God for grandfather. The genes were inside me, but I had to eat. I had to do several things. It took time for the gene to come out. Brother and sister, you're listening to me. There are some things on your inside. It will take some time for those things to come out. You don't stop eating. You don't stop. Come on, talk to me. You don't stop doing those things because of where you are right now. It's on your inside. Stop talking about it. Let us see results. When they put water on the seed, oh my God, it starts to decay. But after a while, something started coming inside. Started coming out from the decayed. Oh, you need to see, if a scientist describes what happens to a seed, muco starts happening. When they pour water, after a while, muco starts coming out. You don't want to see the seed changes color. You just join somewhere. They say, hey, please, I want you to be praying. Where? During pastor's message. Say, I'm here because of Pastor Wednesday. Be praying. Pray where? At the basement. We'll give you the tip after. Say, what kind of church? No, I'm leaving that church. That brother doesn't like me. No. Maybe that's what God chose for you. To bring out something out of you. Oh, sit there. No. You don't know the kind of tithe I pay? My tithe ought to get me a front seat. Oh, yes. It's obvious you don't talk to your pastor. Because your pastor can't treat me like this. You see, when they switch on the light and close out, it's part of my money. There are givers and there are givers. Are you following what I'm saying? You are not dead yet. You are not dead yet. There are people that can't throw their tithes in the offering bowl. They want to see the pastor so that the pastor will know that this kind of money, this kind, does not go out. You are not dead yet. You think I'm just making you laugh. I'm telling you the things I've been through myself. There are places we used to go to pay tithe. They won't let us see the pastor. But God said, go there. For example, Christ Embassy. Where will you meet, Pastor? How much is your tithe? So they gave me a copper that was a lawyer to attend to Koza. Tell me to kneel down and pray for me on behalf of Pastor. I'm not kneeling before you, I'm kneeling before God. You know the reason why God said this, my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Because Jesus Christ went to John the Baptist to be baptized. Someone that must decrease, he must increase. You know what Jesus told him? Let it be so for now. No doctor, lecturer, is training a doctor. And that doctor may be greater than him. Architect. If you know you are greater than your lecturer, just don't make it too high. Just tell me. Let me just know. If you know that you are doing better than your lecturer, anybody? Huh? We have actors in church. There are lecturers that lectured you when you're on 100 level. They still see you and tax you. Ah! Biodun. You are doing well, though. So this is my account number. You should appreciate people like us. Because whoever is training you is not training you to be a student for life. Pray in 2023. You will stand out. I say you will stand out. Some people think I just say that thing for fun. But mark it. If your amen is genuine, you will stand out. I pray from my heart that you will hear stagnation like fire. In the name of Jesus. Let me say something to you before I move forward. The benefit of growth is too much. There's some things you will never have until you grow. Someone was gracious enough to give me a car in this church. But I noticed my last son loves the car. Like, he jumps up when he sees the car. The key of the car is like the shape of the car. He likes to play with the car, with the key. So one day, I just told him, what can I not give my son? So I called him and I said, from today, the reason I've not sold the car or given the car out or anything is because I've given my son. Do you know till today he looks at that car? Oh, this guy is my car. But I can't give him. He's a baby. Oh, he doesn't like me calling him a baby. He's the boy. Amen. 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 Like, all he needs to do to have the car is to grow up. There are some things that are yours in Christ Jesus. But God will never give you the way you are. You are still keeping gossip. You are still keeping malice. You are still there. They're saying, are you a partner? No, no, partner. They're still struggling. You are still thinking, hey, should I be by 10% or 20%? You are not mature. You're not mature yet. So there are some they are yours, even though the estate belongs to you. But except the heir or the heritor grows up, he does not differ from a slave. That's why a lot of Christians don't differ from slaves. You don't differ from people of other religion, your cousins that don't go to church. In finance, in your marriage, you don't differ because you've not grown up. And to grow up, first of all, if I will not just preach to you, if I want you to have a practical result, you need to die. You need to die. You need to die. If God can cause you to grow, you become unstoppable. What can you stop growth if it's natural? The evidence of life is growth. Every baby, except Adam, and the child grew in stature, having favor with God and man. Everybody starts small. Life is never afraid of smallness. If you go to dedicate a church or dedicate a business or dedicate a house, a foundation, if you built before, you know that you tell them, give me the prototype you've made. Kai, this is how this house will be. I was building a particular building. I used to go there every evening. When the Lord finished building it for me, I think 2 months, if I'm correct, we couldn't move in. I was shocked. Okay, so where will I go now if I move here? So there is no building I go to. I understand that the hands of Zerubbabel that sees the foundation will put the capstone on it. Pray in the name of Jesus. Anything God is telling you to do, as you do it, you will see unusual results. As your recipe will be different, your cake will not look like theirs. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Growth does not recognize any obstacle. In Mark chapter 4, because of time. I'm out of time again today. In Mark chapter 4, I want to read from verse 3. I won't read the whole thing because of time. He said, listen, behold, a sower went out to sow. That's all you need this year. Instead of you to be bothered, how will God do this? How will God do that? How will I get? Focus on your path. The sower went out to sow. The word sow or sower means you planted something. It means you dug the ground and buried something inside. Nobody wants to be buried. Everybody wants to be seen. Why do we like social media? Why do we like to have a phone? Why do we like YouTube more than TV? Why do we like to respond more than just watching? You want to contribute. You want to respond. Is God put it there? But you have to manage what God puts there. One of the reasons why you need to learn what I'm sharing with you, because it looks as if I'm making a simple thing difficult, is because potentials will never come out of you. You take a seed and say, this seed, this is a mango seed, or this is an oak tree. Oak tree, you see an acorn, you see oak tree, you will never see the oak tree if you don't plant it. Never. If you like, know the species, know how to lecture about it, you will never see that thing if you don't plant it. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your capacity. I want to say to you, you and I need to die. We need to die to people. Pastor Biodun, you are just talking about this death. What do you mean? Go to the morgue. See a dead body. Say, yeah. No go better for you. You answer. Someone didn't greet you alone. Your day is spot. What happened? They didn't greet me. You're not dead. From the time you didn't greet me, you must be running after somebody. He's busy. Or I don't need the greeting. He even saved me from saying, Ekwel. If you're not Yoruba, you don't understand what I'm saying. If you dare go to my hometown, please don't greet them. They will make sure they're the last to greet you. They will follow you. They will follow you everywhere. If you're from Kogi or Ekiti, you know what I'm saying. They will follow you everywhere. They will be the last to greet you. And they won't just greet you. They will stay with you. They will stay. After greeting you, they will stay. Okay. They will talk about your face. They will talk about, you are taller. You don't do. Jesus said, the way Jonah was buried, even the fish, I must go to the belly of the earth. I must go. If I don't go, let me talk like Pastor Biyome. Can I humble you? So as cars. Everybody wants to be known. Everybody wants to be seen. Including the person talking. So as cars. That's why in 2023, you must make up your mind to be a sower. It's not money I'm talking about. If it's money is easy to sow. And I'm not making light of the sowers that we have in church. But sowing yourself is very hard. So yourself, it depends on what God is telling you to do. To evangelism. So yourself to the purpose of God. How can God tell me to move away from Abuja and go to a city to help them? So yourself is very difficult. I can give money and just, you people just, I can pay people school fees from the village and say, stay there, don't disturb, don't come and disturb my children. I can do that. But when God says, so yourself, I want to see this, I want to see that, this is what I want to see in 2023. As I'm speaking, I'm not speaking to everybody. But if you're feeling what I'm sharing with you, don't think everybody feels that way. God will knock on your heart. If you open, you will come in. Pray in the name of Jesus that you will stand out. The first seed to sow is yourself. You must cast yourself down. You must cast yourself down. You know, a doctor had a conversation with me. He said, if you want to live long, the first thing you do is a neuropathy doctor, is the natural doctor. He said, chew your food very well. Once you chew your food very well, so which means we don't have teeth for fun. Those strong white teeth is not for fun. It's to chew. Have you seen people that swallow rice before? What's going on? You're looking at me like, He said, chew your food. Until your food decomposes, it doesn't benefit you. Does that make sense to you? What do we call indigestion? When your food refuses to be decomposed, is of no value to you. Listen to me. You are of no value on this earth if you don't die. What God has placed on your inside, you know what he did? He didn't put the treasure inside a diamond, whatever. He didn't put it inside a gold cover. He didn't put it inside a silver vessel. He put it inside an earthen, a clay, the one behind the door. He has put eternity in your heart. You will never see what God has. You know, there's something you have that you have no idea about. And it takes heat for hot air to rise. Cold air drops. That's why we put AC up. You can see up everywhere. We even raise some ACs. But if it's a heater or a fireplace, it has to be down because hot air rises. In 2023, what God has placed on your inside will come out in the name of Jesus. Some of you think you understand what I'm saying. The ground is dark brown, loamy, dirty. Even if it rains, it doesn't rain very well. The sand begins to smell. But when hibiscus came out of the